I mean, this is usually, Kelly, in a normal world, the time of year where us NFL geeks are getting really excited. Teams are gathering for training camp, and we got about 5 or 6 weeks. We typically have 4 exhibition games, and then we roll through Labor Day and get ready for the start of the regular season. Naturally, players would have significant concerns given what's going on in North America, going on in the world right now. How are players generally feeling about the NFL's approach to properly handling COVID-19?
You know, it's been a process, and I think, gosh, I don't even remember last time we spoke, but I remember when everything started initially shutting down way back in March, and all of us that are involved in the NFL going, oh, well, at least it's not during the fall. At least it's not during our season. We'll have everything figured out by then. And that really obviously wasn't the case. And so the last few weeks, it's been a lot of back and forth between the league and the union, the NFL Players Association, on how are we going to handle this? How are we going to ensure that players have a safe and healthy work environment? How are they going to be protected? How are we going to do testing? All of those things. And proposals have gone back and forth. It appears that we've reached agreement as to pretty much every term when it comes to making sure that players are safe and healthy and protected, at least during this training camp, everyone getting back into their team facilities and starting to get into some semblance of training camp. We obviously haven't had a normal off season with no OTAs, no mini camp, and certain parameters have been finally agreed to, at least on the health and safety side. Rosters are smaller, testing and acclimation period, all of that has been hammered out back and forth again between the league and the union when a lot of the more vocal players and leaders in the league have been involved in those discussions and those decisions. I think where we are is, number one, players want to play. They want to get back to football as much as fans want to see it. Football players want to play football even more than that. And then number two, also, there are concerns and how is this going to look and how is it going to work? We haven't even touched, what is the regular season going to look like and what are the economic impact? What's the economic impact going to be on everybody? But specifically for my concern as an agent, on the players.
With Kelly Masters, NFL player agent, this is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Kelly, I don't know. None of us are experts on these things, and we're not going to sit here and pretend to be doctors. It just strikes me, football being a contact sport, far more so than, for example, baseball, even hockey, basketball. I mean, there's close proximity, but there's not as much physical contact. Is that a concern? Because I always wonder with these tests, if you got to be on top of it right away, because if a player just happens, unfortunately, to sneak out there onto the field and not know that he's asymptomatic or carrying this thing, and then he lines up against a fellow lineman 50, 60 times in a game, that's quick spread. I mean, there's just a lot of ways that this could go wrong.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of been the main topic of discussion with football specifically. I think about maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, the NFL initially came out and said, well, we're going to do all of this testing, which obviously is important in the acclimation period, but we're going to prohibit players from doing their traditional jersey swaps after the game. And that just kind of sounded silly, because they're going to allow, for 60 minutes of play, or for 3 hours, they're going to let players tackle each other, spit on each other, sweat on each other, but they can't talk after the game. They can't, swap their jerseys after the game with their friends. And so that just seemed a little bit obviously silly because of the nature of the game, exactly what you just said. I think that with the protocols that are set up, with the level of testing that's going to be done, with the isolation that they're at least going to try to do with players, limiting their contact with anyone in the outside world, outside of anyone that's been tested, anyone in the so-called NFL bubble. There's no way to do a bubble like the NBA. I guess there could be, but that's just not going to happen with the NFL with playing the games they want to play. And so I think they've put the safety, the checks and balances in place to try to make sure that players are not exposed to it once they've already been tested and have gone through that acclimation period. But still, we don't know. Like you said, we're not, even the medical experts are trying to guide this process, but this is all uncharted territory. We don't know.
Kelly Masters is our guest, NFL player agent. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
With all this going on, what is it, the message you're sharing with your players about how to approach this? And I did get a kick. I know they're asking for care packages. You're sending them out care packages. But, what are your real concerns? And is there any other steps moving forward that you'd like to see take place?
Well, I think we're all kind of curious, we're very curious to see what's going to happen as far as the actual regular season. I think it's going to vary from market to market, whether fans are allowed around, in the games. In some stadiums, the teams already said no fans this year. And I think we're going to see that probably in a significant portion of the NFL. With all of my players, and we've stayed, I'm big on communication, so I've stayed in touch with all my players very regularly throughout this entire process. And most of them, I guess all of them, have done a great job staying on top of their conditioning, staying in shape. I think that's one thing that a lot of people maybe outside the NFL haven't necessarily thought about or talked about as much as we have, those of us who are in the NFL, have talked about. And that's the health and safety concern is not just for the virus. It's how are these guys physically, and are we going to see an increase in injuries because they haven't been training with their teams the entire off season. They've been training in their own garages and in parks and trying to abide by all the guidelines of not working out together. And so what's it going to look like? Are players in shape? Are they ready? What quality of football are we going to see? Is it going to be a little rusty at first? I just try to encourage my guys, do your very, very best to stay prepared, keep studying, stay in touch with your teammates, do the virtual meetings, do everything you can to be prepared. I think one of the biggest things I'm thankful that the vast majority of my players that I represent are veterans. They all have at least a year under their belt. I feel sad for the rookies that are going in this year. Again, rosters are being already limited compared to where they normally are during training camp, 90 down to 80. And then, of course, the cutdowns will go down to 53. But practice squads will be expanded this year. I think they are already expanded under the new CBA. I think the talk is that they're going to be expanded up to 15 or 16 players and that veterans can be on practice squads. So, but for their young players, normally the late-round drafted guys and the undrafted free agents or even the tryout players are trying to make the roster, and they have an entire off season of workouts and preseason games, four or five preseason games to earn a spot on the roster, and they don't get that. So I think the opportunities for the young guys are going to be limited this year.